Hello, welcome to Meaningful Messages with Tamika Smith, your source of inspiration and empowerment. One day, I chose my faith over everything, over second-guessing, doubt, hopeless hope in an abusive relationship to not only survive, but thrive. I chose to be better, not bitter. As a mother, author of several books, and an advocate of domestic violence, how? I discovered my voice. I underestimated myself. My message resonated with many. From Huffington Post, Good Housekeeping, The Renewal Project, TV and radio appearances, this progressive, extroverted introvert decided to share meaningful messages with those looking for a purposeful life. Get ready to laugh, cry, and leave better than you came in. Welcome to Meaningful Messages. Hello, you beautiful people. You are listening into the Meaningful Messages podcast, but this one is a special one. All of them are special, but this one is extra special because I had an event called Ready, Set, Glow, and it was of 2021 because there are going to be more for each December to go into the new year. And I had an interview with real estate broker Greg Cooley. We had a great conversation about life, about home ownership, and reinventing that thing and really getting serious about our life goals. Tune in. Make sure you follow Greg on social media and go to his website. You all have an amazing evening and day whenever you're listening to this.
I do apologize, everyone, for the technical glitches that are going on, but the show must go on. And as an entrepreneur, you just got to know how to go with whatever is thrown at you and just do not give up. But listen, you just have to have that perseverance. And my special guest on tonight, he is a man of perseverance, Mr. Greg Cooley. He has been in the military for 8 years, and he has persevered through so many things. I was speaking with him the other day, and you could just tell that he has a genuine heart. He has a beautiful family, and just like I told him, and I got to tell him publicly, as a black man, being a family man, that is an incredible thing, and I'm just so excited and thankful that he's on here tonight. And how are you, Greg? How you doing tonight?
Man, I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me. I am so honored. And I'm going to be honest with you. I love it. We're going to keep this show going, right?
Right. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it popping. And, you know, the show must go on. And we're showing people, listen, it's not always pretty. It's not always perfect. But we're going to keep the ball rolling because there is a purpose behind this. And speaking of purpose, I know that you have, like I said, you persevered through so much. And what made you make that pivot? Because that's one of our big words for as we end this year, to pivot. What made you pivot from being in the military to doing real estate?
To be honest with you, it was just time for me to go. I wanted more for my family. I seen an opportunity, and I've always loved math, but really it was about purpose for me, and I had served again 2 terms in the military, and it was time for me to make a change. So I went from the Air Force to the mortgage industry because I felt like there needed to be more inclusion in the mortgage industry. I felt like there wasn't enough representation in the mortgage industry, but I also felt like I could change people's lives by helping people realize home ownership. So that was really the reason why I took the jump from the military straight to the mortgage industry.
And yeah, that's really good. And that misrepresentation, especially when it comes to minorities, and we're just going to jump right on into this, guys, when it comes to minorities. And I know that's one of your pain points when it comes to you just branching out and creating your own brokerage firm. So what made you get into just having your own, just saying, you know what, I'm just going to leap out and do my own thing?
Yeah, so honestly, it's one of those things where once you realize, really, in the mortgage industry, once you realize the space you want to be in and how you want to help, it's about creating your own processes to do so. And a lot of the companies that I once worked for
your own and being able to help so many other people, that's you know, a movement by its own self. And when you talk about, you know, we just not knowing, if you don't know, you don't know. And a lot of us are perishing because of a lack of knowledge. Where do you think the disconnect is when it comes to the home ownership?
Yeah, that's a really, 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 really good question, because here's the thing. I had a meeting earlier today, and here's the truth. It wasn't that long ago that we weren't allowed to purchase home. And I'm not talking about slave days either. I'm talking about literally up into the 1970s. We weren't allowed to own homes. And then when we were allowed to own homes, we were only allowed to purchase in certain areas. It's called redlining. So the system was broken. Actually, let me rephrase that. The system wasn't broken. It was really fixed against us. And, you know, it for many of us, you know, we are first-generation homeowners. We can become first-generation homeowners. Many of us have, our families have lived their entire lives renting, so we don't know any better. And then when we do, it is a fear that comes against us, whether it's because of credit, whether it's because we still believe in some myths that you have to have 20% of the home or the purchase price to put in on a down payment, whether for various reasons, we don't consider ourselves able to purchase homes, and we have to change that. We have to show what the truth is, and we have to show how easy it is to become homeowners. And again, we just need people around us to be examples of what can happen, so that literally we can change it. Because only last year, 2019, there was 6% of homeowners or new homeowners were African Americans. 6%.
6%.
That's it. 6%.
Wow.
7% in 2020. So there wasn't much of a leap, but we have to change that. And then I will tell you, there are programs out there that are helping us change it, but we have to understand what those programs are. We have to prepare ourselves, and we also have to take not only responsibility but accountability on our own to educate ourselves to become homeowners. Because again, I can tell you, if you're missing out on it right now, people are selling their homes and making hundreds of thousands of dollars in equity right now and in the market. But this is the thing. We're missing out on that chunk of change because we're not in it.
Right.
We're not in the game right now. We're renting. We're throwing our money away. And actually, not only are we throwing our money away, rent increases every single year.
Hello.
You know? And so we lose more and more and more, and we just don't realize how much we're missing out on in home ownership as a whole.
Absolutely. And then when you were talking about, with so many nuggets, y'all, so many nuggets and jewels that he dropped down that you have to pick up. And one of those were called redlining, that term. And I wasn't aware of it until I watched, I believe it was them on Amazon. And even though it was gory and it had all the other things going on in that, but it had a little bit of truth in it. And when you are ignorant to the fact that you can be a homeowner and it doesn't take a whole lot of work, how long would you say the average home buying process is?
Well, honestly, if you're starting from scratch and you're just preparing for home ownership, and you're trying to get your credit right, you know, everybody, you know, most of my clients call me and say, I want to take a year to get prepared for home ownership. I'm gonna be honest with you, we turn people around in 4 months.
Wow.
4 months.
Okay.
And it's easy. Once you understand, again, there's things about the process that we have fears of, that we just have to literally just engage in, overcome those fears, and me
once we get out of fear, and not just when it comes to home ownership, but when we get out of fear, when it comes to relationships, a job, making a move, and a lot of us are in a transitional time right now because it is the end of the year where some people are going to just make some drastic changes, and it's the fear that can hold us back. And I'm just so thankful that you said that in the rejection. And a lot of people, especially a lot of entrepreneurs in the group and aspiring entrepreneurs, you just have to understand that just because one person says no doesn't mean that 10 will say yes. And so how did you, as you developed and cultivated the business and switching from being in the military to that, how did you deal with fear and rejection?
Well, for me, I think what I bring to the table is the personality, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely.
And the personality of love, right, and compassion. Because, again, I didn't start off with everything. I did not start off that way with everything or anything handed to me. You know, I had my own financial issues that I had to overcome as well once I went through a divorce. And I can tell you that being myself again, God allows you to go through things and go through your own test so you can be a testimony. And because of my testimony, right, then it became apparent what lane God wanted me to really go in, because I have that heart for some people that feel rejected or whatnot or feel like they can't do it. I'm here to tell you that you absolutely can. Because, again, I went from living in a car to literally owning a $400-some-thousand house.
Wow, that is so amazing. And that's a faith receipt, guys. And listen, and I'm pretty sure Greg has so many faith receipts because he just took that leap of faith and just had the confidence. And it's called like a God confidence. It's not your own confidence, because if we were doing it on our own, man, we would just be limiting ourselves. And when you have that fear and you just take whatever is coming with you, when you have to fight, you have to fight. You might have to not literally by the ear like Mike Tyson did, but you have to fight, kick, and scream for what it is that you are out here to get, whether it's owning a home. We want to really have generational wealth and have that for our kids. That is so important, to have a legacy, because our life is not our own. Our life is so much bigger than like the issues that we have, because everyone faces life issues. It might just be packaged differently. But when you have someone like Greg, or you guys see me encouraging, it's because I made a lot of mistakes. And through that wisdom, because that's a jewel in itself, and we're able to pour out so much to you because we're passionate about making. We love to see people win. And yeah, you know, the benefits of seeing people win and doing all that will be great. But to see someone win, and I don't know if Greg has his own website, but he definitely need to write some books, because even that story within itself, from going from living in a car to having a house that's $400,000, how did you plan that?
Yeah, honestly, you do have to plan. And that's what I tell people. Preparation is the key. Preparation is the key. And you have to, sometimes we do make mistakes financially. Sometimes we do. Right? But sometimes you just have to look at it and say, okay, how do I overcome this? And what are the goals? So, for example, I had to look at one, I had to look at my credit. Again, it's going to start right there. I had to look at my spending habits. I had to say, that's the next thing, right? I will tell you this. Not only once I changed that up and I said, no, I want to actually be good, right? And I want to give my daughter something. I want something for her to have. And I understood that. I said, okay, this is worth changing. So I stopped spending a lot. I stopped going out a lot, right? I know that, you know, some of y'all won't agree with me, but I had to stop going out a lot. I had to stop eating out a lot. I had to stop doing some of those things that were eating up a lot. I had to look at my budget, and I had to budget it. And then I had to look at the fact that I was paying more in rent for a two-bedroom apartment, even at that time, than it costs to own a home. So I had to make it make sense.
Right.
So that's what I had to do. I had to prepare my mind first, mm-hmm. right? And then I had to prepare my finances. And once I prepared my finances, then I had to prepare what I wanted for in that home, okay? Wow. And again, that's not where I really started at, but that's where I ended up getting to, and even higher places, you know? But that all came from the fact that, you know, I had to stop and look at me first and prepare for the journey that I wanted and for what I wanted for my daughter.
Right.
And myself.
Yeah, and we have to have a why. And it was just so much there. And when you said that we consume so much and we're not getting full. We're not getting full at all. And when we consume for the look, and I think it's so deep-rooted when it comes to looking the part but not being the part. And when we look at where that comes from, like if we change the whole mindset, it's like the poverty mindset, that lack mindset, because when you, just like Greg said, you have to see yourself at that destination before you actually get to that destination, because it is so important for you to visualize. That's why we're on here tonight, to talk about vision. And just like it says in the Bible, write the vision and make it plain. That's like a prophetic act for your future. And some people might be against it, but I'm all for it. Just like working, just like, you know, having a family, you have to prepare, and it takes big faith moves to do that. And when it comes to having, you know, mental mindsets, like what was like your inspirations to do all the affirmations and empowerment? Y'all have to follow Greg, because his words are so powerful. Like those little 2-3 minute words, because he's a busy man, but when he get on, he gets on and he just drops the mic, literally. So, for real. Like, he's one of the few people on Facebook, I look at everyone like, what he got to say for motivation? Right? For real, Greg. And so where does that come from for your inspiration?
You know what, honestly, I had to look at some successful people and look at how they plan their day, each day. And most of the successful people you'll see, they wake up early. They really do. They wake up early and they don't allow themselves to be distracted from the things that they need to get for themselves first. They need to get, before they can pour out, they have to fill themselves up. Because again, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Come on, Greg.
And one of my friends told me this best, right? She said, what's in the cup is for me. What overflows from the cup is for everybody else. Wow. But you cannot, sometimes we be trying to do it with not only an empty cup or a half full cup. You need to fill your cup first and then allow it to overflow. And the overflow is what's for others. So I wake up early because I want to make sure that I'm filling myself up with affirmations, positive affirmations. I want to fill myself up with learning. I learn something new every day. And then from there, you know, I can then pour out onto others, you know, that may be going through what I'm going through, or maybe going through something different, but can still relate to the message that I'm pouring out. So that's where it really comes from. And I'm gonna be honest with you, God's allowed me to overcome so much that I know it wasn't by my own strength that I did it. So I have to, obviously, from my any message that I give all the glory to God. You know, and that's where it just comes from. Is I just want to be a person that gives glory to God through my life. So
through
your life, guys. And I've said this a couple times, and I know I might have stepped on some toes, but I don't care. Your life will speak a sermon before you get on a bullhorn and a pulpit, and not knocking church or anything like that, but your life can reflect the image of God. Your actions can reflect the image of God. And it's so incredible that you said that, because that's where you separate the real, the genuine of a person, the genuineness of a person, and their transparency, and even having boundaries. Because when you are a busy person, you have to have boundaries, and you have to be comfortable with saying no. So how did you have that unction to where you're comfortable with saying no, or even saying yes to certain things?
Yeah, so honestly, you have to think this, and you have to understand that, and you have to get this in your spirit. Yeah. Anytime you say yes to something, you're saying no to at least five different things. Mm-hmm. Five other things. So if you keep doing things that don't align with your goals, if you do things that don't align with your values, if you do things that don't align with who you want to be, if you do things, if you continue to say yes to those things that aren't in alignment, then you're saying no to the things that are. That's when you really get that in your spirit, when you really get that in your mindset, when you really conceptualize that when I say yes to something and I do it,
yeah,
and I'm saying no to five other things. And you talked about relationships as well. Sometimes, y'all, we don't go here because it's not going to just be about finances.
Oh, come on.
In 2022, there's some relationships that you're going to have to let go of, because by holding on to the bad ones, you're saying no to the opportunity of somebody or something or other relationships that can come in and actually fill you or gratify you better than that one has or ever will. So again, you have to realize, let your yeses be your yeses and your noes be your noes. But when you say yes to say something, you are saying no to five different things that could actually probably take you to the next level.
Man, we're going to park it right there on the relationship part. Let's talk about that. I ain't going to get too much into your business, but I mean, as far as relationships go, that's a confidence thing too, guys. When you know, and coming from an abusive relationship, I didn't have the confidence that I needed to get out that relationship. That's why I stayed in it for so long. People are like, why did you stay in that relationship for 5 years? Because it was fear. I didn't think I was going to make it to another day. But when I looked at my kids, and Grant talked about my why, that was my why, to have a way of escape. When you discover, it's like when you even through divorce, I never been through divorce, but it is a separation. That's a part of grief. Regardless of who's to blame at that, but it's still maturing you in that process. And you really get to, and Dr. Miles Monroe said this, the most important relationship you can have is with yourself. Society has it confused and backwards to where we highlight the wedding, but the marriage is the event, y'all. And getting to know people, love languages, getting to know your flaws as well. Listen, I have an issue spending, and God's going to change that, because the power lies in our tongue, and God's going to change that around. And what he did today to talk about my testimony that had me with the Viola Davis crime, a family member had sent me a check, and I was not expecting it at all, but that was a breakthrough for me to be able to pay some bills. I'm transitioning to a job. I don't get paid yet. Some of y'all, I'm stepping on some toes. Y'all might get mad, but oh well. Asking me for money as if I'm the Bank of Tamika, I haven't even got paid yet. And no shade. And as a single mother of two boys, it's like, come on, we got to do better with our finances. We can blame everybody under the sun, but we got to look, just what Mike say, look in the man in the mirror. We have to look at ourselves.
Yep.
And how was that self-discovery process for you when you went through your divorce?
Well, I'll be honest with you. It was one much of myself that I had to regain myself back. And when I regained myself, I'm going to tell you, I had to ask myself, why not me? I just posted this the other day. You know, why can't I have a nice house? Why don't I? Why everybody, why does a lot of people around me have a nice house? Why does other people have a nice car? Why can't I make, you know, why can't I make at the time? There was a time that I was praying, God, please just bless me with a $40,000 job. Just bless God. If you give me a $40,000 job, I will give, and that's good. Yeah. Why can't I have a $100,000 job? Why do I believe that I have to be a rapper or a sports person to make $1 million? Where did that come from? That's not true. We got to get out of that. We got to get out of that because those are limiting beliefs.
Man.
And so I had to get to the point of saying, wait, what am I capable of? But I didn't know what I was capable of because I was living for everybody else's approval.
And that's an expensive mistake to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cost to it, and even when it comes to finances, that's like you abusing yourself in a way with financial abuse, and you have to change some things, the habits, the small little habits here and there will help you in the long run. And when you were talking about these limiting mindsets, like telling my, because I have two boys, like telling the boys, listen, I don't care what society tells you. You don't want to go to college. Okay, cool. But we're going to have a game plan because I had some plumbers in my house and they were telling me how much they made. I said, oh, really? Wow. And it's not about the image, because a lot of these, because I'm in human resources. Yeah, the money is good. And I quit my job in sales back in February, a part of the Great Resignation. Especially in this day and time, you have to figure out what are your own mission, vision, and values. You have to have that planned out and blocked out, whether it comes to your business, whether it comes to even being an employee, if you're an employee or entrepreneur, if you're in the MLM, your family, you need some for your family too. So when it comes to mission, vision, and values, Greg, do you have anything like set, like you guys have like a set date that you all have family time or like talking? Because a lot of the things that we don't have is communication. We can all be in the house, but we all in separate worlds. And I know I try to make a conscious effort to do that more often with my own kids.
And I do want to, I'm going to come right back to that. I do want to say this is, when I read this, it changed my financial thoughts of how I spent money, okay? Because again, I'll tell you this, when I was in the military, this was back in, oh my goodness, I got out in 2010. I went in 2002. And in the military, you don't really have many bills. They kind of put you in housing and stuff like that. So the bills are only what you create on your own. So really, I wanted to be a baller. I wanted to look like a baller. And at that time, you know, when they had that show with Omarosa, and Omarosa did something, and she was planning out the Pontiac Solstice.
Yes.
And no joke, I don't know if y'all remember that. This is back in the day. I might be dating myself a little bit.
Yeah, I'm there with you, man. I like Omarosa. A lot of people don't like her, but she knows what she's doing. She's smart.
She's smart. She's very smart. And so I watched her, and she was planning this, and I said, I want it. So literally, when it came out, that's what Greg had. Greg on the Pontiac Solstice. That's what Greg wanted. Greg was going to have it, right?
Yes.
And so I owned a Pontiac Solstice. I thought I was so fly. And then I kid you not, I got out of the military, and no joke, that's where reality hit. Like, you got bills, bro.
Yeah.
You got real bills to pay.
the whole truth and the sermon all within itself.
That's what Will Smith said. So when I got down to that point and I said, listen, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to own. I had to take 10 steps backwards. And it felt like 10 steps backwards, but I was really going forward. And so I didn't have a car payment. I bought that cash. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a car payment.
Wow.
And that 3 years allowed me to really save up. That car wasn't going to last much longer, I'll tell you.
It was holding on. It would take you to A to B, though.
That's it. But that 3 years of no car payment allowed me to save up and really put in, you know, some of the baby steps of really putting an emergency account in and everything like that and setting myself up for true success financially. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's what you got to do. You got to take some sacrifices and make some sacrifices in order to get to where you want to go. And now those sacrifices aren't going to look pretty at times, but it's going to be worth it in the end. So you asked me about spending time, and it's so funny because my daughter literally just walked in and gave me a hug. She just got back from the movies. So she literally just walked in and gave me a hug. One of the biggest things that I had to do as an entrepreneur as far as managing my time was to say what's most important. Mm-hmm. That's all. You got to start with your priority. You got to say, what is my priority? When do I want to be home? What effect do I want to have for my children? Because they don't just want your presence. They want your presence, right? So they want all the things that money can't buy. So for me, especially as a single father, I had to say, okay, I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to be diligent in my time, but I have to make sure I have a cutoff time. Mm. I absolutely have to have a cutoff time, and I have to have a beginning time. So for a while, I would take my daughter to school every morning. I made time for that. I was very intentional about my time for taking my daughter to school. And many times we had a song of the day, and we would just dance to it on the way to school, you know, and that's some of the videos that people see online.
Yeah, that's some of the videos y'all missing out on. I love it.
That's what we did. I thought, you know, with her going into high school this year, that she was going to be, embarrassed by her father, you know. But she was like, no, daddy, drop that top. And she was like, go ahead. And that was something that was really, really precious to her. And then, you know, we get home and you got to, again, time block. You have to time block, but you got to make sure your time is spent wisely during the day. And then when you get home, that is your home time. Right. That is your home time. And that is very important to me. So that's what I make sure it happens. I just absolutely make sure those things happen.
Yeah, because that time, that's actually an investment. And when it comes to us, you know, pivoting up until and doing that transition into 2022, we have to really understand what are our distractions, where do we need to spend more of our time. And so when you speak about, you know, having that family time and your presence, not the presence, and we're here in the holiday season and a lot of people are going to go into debt for one day, Jesus is the reason all day 24/7, first of all.
Come on.
Jesus, he poured out, but he knew when to retreat also. So we need to know when is the time to pour. Like it says, it's a time for everything. And when we have that time with our family, because that's when we create the memories. There's so many people right now in this season dealing with seasonal depression because they don't have those memories. And that could be a hurtful thing when you lose someone. And you have to just really appreciate and not take for granted the people, your circle that's around you. A lot of people are missing that unit, the family unit, because of so many relationships that's just so dysfunctional. And another part of home ownership is where that living room can be filled with love and joy, and the cookouts happen, and mom and them and cooking and having that unity. And just to go a little deep with y'all, that's also a sign of spiritual warfare, especially when you are the person that can change the whole family, when you own that house, when you bring people together. Because the enemy loves, or the devil, or whatever y'all want to call it, loves to separate people. But when you're fighting that joy, you don't have to be screaming and shouting and all that stuff to be fighting against the spiritual warfare. You could just simply be spending time with your family, watching a movie, laughing, and that could be so healing. When people are in a hospital breathing their last breaths, they just want somebody to comfort them. That's power in that, y'all. So I'm not going to hold you much longer, but what are some of like your final thoughts that you want to share? And if you have like any websites that you want to share with the people, make sure that you do that as well, Greg. And thank you so much for your time tonight.
Absolutely. And then, you know, first and foremost, I want to start with first thought. Home ownership is possible. It is absolutely possible. It's not possible. It is probable. Not only is it probable, it can and will happen for you if you really, really, really desire it. So if 2022 is your year for home ownership, I would love to help you. CoolingMortgageGroup.com. That's where you can get to me. We can talk again.
And even like Airbnb, y'all, like it's one person I know, she has a space over in the North Hills area in Raleigh and making some pretty good money on the side. So, and she has a home as well. So it's so many avenues, and you don't have to look at a thing one dimensional. And Greg, we're going to have to plan out, because I didn't realize that you're in Mooresville, and I was actually down there a few weeks ago. I'm like, I was just down there in Lake Norman. That was my first time going to Lake Norman. It is so beautiful out there. Yep, so yep. Beautiful.
And that's another thing, you know, once you get, again, once you start on the road again, there's some starting points that you have to get to. But once you, again, once you start home ownership and you see the value of home ownership, then you move on to investment property, where that investment property is even paying for your mortgage. That's where we're missing it, but I'm telling you, that's the next steps. These are stepping stones to even greater things, and that's what we miss out on. So that's where, again, it's just a propelling thing, and once you realize what you can do, there's no stopping you.
No stopping you. And Rod Laws, he did have a question. Yeah, it is beautiful down there, Rod. He asked, Asheville, do you help out anyone? Because him and his family stay in Asheville, right?
Absolutely. That's a great question. I'm actually licensed in North Carolina and South Carolina, the entire state. So listen, bro, you call me. It's time to go. I'm ready to help. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it, guys. He has a goal for, he said, 360 people for next year. Let's help him. Let's be together. I said this the other day. It's about collaboration, not competition. This God of this whole universe that had us in mind when he created the world, we can do so much when we come together. Rod Laws, he's a great person. He's a children author, and he can speak in Spanish. We used to work on the same nonprofit together. When he started talking, I'm like, man, you are a gold mine. Andrea, she's my mentee. And like to see from where she grows, and she's actually doing the work, that makes me smile. And she's going to be a homeowner, and we're going to have a house party out there where she's at in the Midwest. And I'm just so thankful for your time on today. And I'm definitely planning on having an event with this COVID, just, you know, paying attention to that closely, and just want to make sure everyone is safe. But yeah, definitely, Greg, we would definitely connect just on as well. Yes, ma'am, Andrea, we'll definitely connect as well, because we talked a little bit yesterday. I'm like, listen, I got to make some changes. I want my boys to make sure when I'm gone that they're good and they're educated also on how to really be set up for life. So I thank you so much, Greg.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. And again, anytime. And I'm just a phone call away.
All right. Yes. And I'll give, because Rod may want to make sure that I give you his information. I'm going to put all his information, and he's very accessible, guys, but don't be weird now. Don't be, you know, some of y'all be weird, but listen, he's very accessible, and he's a wealth of knowledge, and, you know, just be ready to be accountable. I say this constantly. Accountability is not a cuss word. It don't feel good, but it's necessary. Just like when I'm starting out working out again, that physical trainer, it don't feel good, but they want to push you to greater because they see it in you. I see it in you. Greg see it in you. You got to see it in you too. But most importantly, God see it in you. So, man, this has been a powerful strategy session. Write some notes, guys. I'm going to leave this up for replay. This is why I have the Circle of Doers and created this in 2017, because I care about people. Really, I do, for real. And I want to see people grow. But we have to, just like Greg was saying, we have to pour into ourselves first. So write some notes. And I do have a video from Genesis Dorsey. She has thousands of followers, and she was graceful enough to just say, hey, yes, I will do it. And she chopped up that video. Y'all go back and see that video too. And we will be back in the morning. We're going to talk about the 7 mountains of influence with Dr. Nesbitt. And it's going to be a great time, you all. And we're going to be back at 9 o'clock in the morning. And we will be back in the Circle of Doers group. Have a good night. Stay safe. Talk to y'all soon.